the seventh of the seventh words of Jesus on the cross. In Luke 23:46, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." After Jesus had declared that every single sin of humanity was completely paid in full, he signaled that his death has come. He surrendered his spirit into the care of his Father. Jesus Christ died right after he gave up his spirit into the hands of his Father. His death had been verified and narrated in John 19:33-34. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The soldiers who were assigned to crucify prisoners were experts in verifying when one is dead. Why did the soldier pierce Jesus' side with a spear? He wanted to make sure that he died. The soldiers carefully verified his death, and other witnesses personally saw the sudden flow of blood and water. Jesus Christ had actually died on the cross, and there was no doubt about it. Are you scared of death? If you are, then you are not alone. Why do people not like the idea of death? With very limited idea about life in heaven, many individuals prefer to live on earth. Christ never rejected the idea of death. He suffered torture, but he did not express any hint of desiring to extend his life on earth for just a little bit longer. According to Bible scholars, Jesus Christ died at the age of 33. Perhaps many individuals feel like 33 years of age is a very short lifespan and would prefer to live longer. We prefer to prolong our lives here on earth because we are familiar with our earthly lives, while heaven still remains a mystery. We have no clear idea how beautiful, wonderful, satisfying, and glorious life in heaven is. After Jesus completed his mission of paying in full the penalty of our sins, he did not waste a moment. He simply surrendered his spirit into the hands of God and died. Of course, we cannot forget that 3 days after his death, Jesus Christ resurrected. He appeared to his disciples, and after he gave his final instructions, he ascended to heaven. In the seventh of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," he exemplified how we should surrender our life into the hands of God. If we surrender our life to the Lordship of Christ, he then should have authority over us. Life is more precious to us than any of all the material things we may own. Our life, dreams, future, decisions, feelings, thoughts, actions, words, and all aspects of our life, God wants us to surrender everything we own to him. To surrender to God everything we own exhibits that we received and accepted Jesus Christ completely as our personal Lord and Savior. And this, of course, by faith. We can only surrender every aspect of our life to God by faith. Complete 100% obedience to the Lordship of Christ is complete submission to God. But still, many believers hesitate to submit completely to the authority of Christ because of their limited understanding, or because they have no idea at all about the beauty of God's design for everyone. As we mature in our faith, we also grow more dependent upon the Lord so that we keep on submitting and obeying him. The more Christ performs his authority over our life, the more he reveals to us about the amazing beauty of the glorious life that is waiting for us in heaven. Many individuals, even churchgoers, find it hard to understand why God allows struggles in life. We believe that Jesus Christ was persecuted and tortured to death, yet he did not complain. Why? Christ fully understood that everything, including the pleasant and unpleasant experiences he had on earth was intelligently designed by God for his glory. Faith in God is practically displayed when we can peacefully and joyfully accept that God has designed good and bad situations and events that may come our way. People may understand explanations on why God allows difficulties in life, but understanding them can never stop a person from complaining, nor can it remove the attitude of complaining either. Let's pray for increase of faith. As we grow mature in our faith, we can learn to rely more on the Holy Spirit of Christ. The more we become dependent upon the Lord, the more we will experience love, joy, peace, patience, and the fruit of the Spirit. When we experience more of these things, there will still be struggles, difficulties, and persecutions, but they will not compel us to complain anymore. Can you strongly accept that a complaining attitude displays absence of the fruit of the Spirit? Apostle Paul advises in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So let's reflect about this. Do we rejoice always? Do we pray continually? And are we giving thanks in all circumstances, whether in difficult situations or trouble-free situations? May the seven last words of Jesus on the cross help us understand that we can completely rely upon the Lord, Jesus Christ, in every circumstance we may face in this earthly life. In the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, he practically exhibited his concern for us, his creation. He revealed his humanity, and he personally exemplified his absolute obedience and submission to the grand design of our gracious and lovingly Heavenly Father. So, for all of us, let us pray for the Lord to help us submit wholeheartedly to his grand design for us. Let's commit one more time every aspect of our life to the absolute authority of Christ. Let us bow down and express our gratitude that Jesus Christ sacrificially died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us also express our gratitude to God for the hope of living with him in his heaven. Finally, let us ask him that eternal faith, unending gratitude, and absolute obedience to the grand design of God be a reality for us now and forever. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you, Lord, for the work that you have done, Lord, for sacrificing yourself on the cross for the people who do not deserve it. Lord, as we went through the seven last words of what you have said, Lord, may these help us reflect on our own lives, and may us and let us be more, or compel us, Lord, to have more gratitude of what you have done. Lord, we do not deserve the grace that you have given us, and yet what you have done for us can never be given back to you, Lord. We cannot repay you for what you have done. And this humbles us deeply. And Lord, we come here today as sinners saved by your grace to proclaim, Lord, of your glory. Lord, may this also give us hope for the future despite of everything, Lord, that we experience, from the good times and also the troubled times. Lord, you're the only one who knows our lives. And Lord, we trust you completely that you will know what's best for us. Lord, as we come today, may we continually be thankful, Lord, for what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.